It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, good morning. Welcome. New high technology step that will be taken with Gauteng's new freeway improvement program, the open road tolling. Tell me more.
Yes, you know, Gauteng is going to be awash with tolling. There are going to be tolling tensions, and to relieve those tensions will be open road tolling. That means you don't have to stop at the toll gate, but that you get billed for using the toll road while you are on the move in your car. And of course, that involves the e-tags and tags in your car and the pickup of the license plate. But the challenges are out because these tenders will go out this month. And this is a rather bigger task than has been imagined. Firstly, you're dealing with something like 3 million customers, more than half of them unbanked. So how do you actually keep in touch with these? This is the challenge of the bidders who will be coming in this month. They have been pre-qualified, and it will mean that they won't only just install this over the next 18 months, which will mean that we can flow freely without stopping at toll gates, but they'll also have to operate it. And the center, the nerve center, will be in Midrand. But most of all, they'll have to have measures to avoid evasion from people coming through, because there's a rather substantial amount to pay now, 50 cents per kilometer. We used to about 24 cents when we go down to Durban. This means going to Pretoria from Johannesburg is going to cost you about 30 rand. It's a new ball game. And to make it work and to get those 250,000 rand a month flowing into the South African National Roads Authority agency will mean that it'll have to be one big giant IT system that works.
Now, what about steps that are being taken by South Africa to advance Lesotho into a developing country from its current least developed status? What is happening there?
Yeah, South Africa and Lesotho have got together again, and they've got between 16 and 20 binational projects. And the whole idea is to boost the economy of neighboring Lesotho, which is still a least developed economy, turn that into a developing economy over the next 5 years or so. And so these investment grade projects are being worked out at the moment. They'll be mainly in tourism, transport, property development and agribusiness, but there's also likely to be some sort of idea of including wind energy, which is an important one at the moment, and also hydropower. Some of the tourism is being envisaged around existing waterfronts that they have in Lesotho, like the own Lesotho Highlands Water Project, especially the second phase. And the scoping of these projects, which will be investment grade, as I said, is being done by South Africa's Department of Trade and Industry. But one thing that South Africans and the minister has made important is that this will not be implemented by South Africa, on Lesotho's behalf. They will be involved wherever they can in these, and South Africa will only really take the lead when they ask to do so. So these 16 to 20 projects involving Lesotho people will be done to a large extent by the people of Lesotho themselves.
And Eskom embarking on a serious capital expenditure program. 275 billion rands are being set aside for that. Now, is this South Africa's ready-made economic stimulus package?
Yeah, a lot of the countries around the world are hunting for economic stimulus packages. They're having to scramble and to assemble them. We have shovel-ready projects, and a lot of them in the form of Eskom's projects, which are very valuable at this point in time because they can stimulate our economy and fulfill the energy need. But at the same time, there are quite a few challenges, and the most vexing of these is the funding issue. And we notice that even with South Africa's full program over the next 3 years of 785 million billion rands worth of activity and infrastructure, like transport infrastructure, energy infrastructure, water infrastructure, we're looking at a funding shortfall already this year of about 186 billion, and it's in a world where there's financial turmoil. Fortunately, we've had the G20 meet in London, and they put special emphasis on infrastructure, and they've in fact put forward more than $800 billion to try and assist infrastructure development in countries that are emerging like South Africa. But there'll have to be a lot of savvy adopted by the government as it comes in, the new government coming in the next 5 days. We'll have to work quickly to try and make sure that funding is secured for a lot of this infrastructural development, which is our ready-made stimulus package, but cannot go ahead unless you've got the proper funding. And this is not inconsiderable development. If we look at Eskom, with 275 billion being spent in 3 years, these are not inconsiderable projects. If we take the two coal-fired power stations of Medupi, Kusile, and also the water project in Gula, you know, this is only $2 billion short of China's massive Three Gorges Dam project. So we're not talking small projects here, but we have to get cooperation. We can see the tentative nature with Eskom has gone to the regulator, the National Energy Regulator, to try and give its formal tariff. This should have been done last year already. It still hasn't been presented because I think they want to present it in tandem with a blueprint for funding, because this revenue for these infrastructure projects, in particular Eskom, is either going to come from the consumer, and then we'll have a howl of protest from COSATU. They've already said they'll take to the streets, or it comes from the taxpayer. And we've already had Trevor Manuel giving them 60 billion rands worth of subordinated loan and also 170 billion rands worth of guarantees. So the funding is going to need to be done cleverly, and I think the new government coming to power is going to have to show some quick feet to get this moving so that there's no interruption.
That's Martin Creamer, the publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He will be back at the coal phase at the same time next Friday.